So the Buddha said that the Dharma is directly visible, immediate, and onward leading. It's something that's right here to be seen and experienced directly. That it's something that's immediate. The word immediate is quite strong. And it's onward leading. Place yourself in the Dharma and it leads you onward. It allows for an evolution, a flow, a development, a growth. And in this path of development, a path of practice, the Buddha said that the Dharma is good at the beginning, good in the middle, and good at the end. And there's a way in which, right now, if you connect to this present moment as the Dharma, it's good, whether it's the beginning or middle or end. If you're alone on a rowboat on rough seas, the place where it keeps things most stable, safest, is to be in the middle of the boat, to have your center of gravity in the middle, not too far forward or back, or to the side. So for us, as we begin this practice, you want to be in the middle of your experience. And whatever your experience is in the present moment, you can meet that as the Dharma, or have the meeting of awareness and what's happening. In that meeting is where the Dharma is found. Whatever is happening now, you don't have to turn away from anything. You don't really have to let go of anything. But there's a way of being in the middle of your experience, finding stability, presence, even finding a degree of freedom by standing in the middle of the boat, in the middle of the experience, the whole experience. And one of the ways of finding the middle, the place where they can hold it all with stability, with Dharma, is to be centered on your body. Feeling the weight of your body against your chair or your cushion. Acknowledging that the simple act of being seated, the weight of your body, the contact with your chair, your cushion, can help establish you as clearly here, in this place, at this time, here. Here here in the middle of whatever experience you're having. Here, with your body as the reference that can hold it all. Feeling the uprightness of your spine, your torso, in the way that perhaps suggests a degree of strength. Maybe even power. In being centered in the middle of this, here. Unequivocally here. With what is here. Your sensations, your feelings, emotions, thoughts, reactions, just here. And for some people, the middle of the middle, the center of it all, can be the breathing, the experience of the body breathing. Not to push anything away, or maybe without even letting go of anything, but finding yourself right in the middle of it all. With the body breathing. Breathing in the middle of your experience. Breathing with your experience. And then the Dharma is not found in your experience. It's not found in your awareness. It's found in how your awareness and your experience meet. If you're with your breathing, Dharma is not found in your breathing. It's not found in your awareness, but in how the awareness and breathing meet. And this how you experience an awareness meet, how you're aware, to be aware without being troubled by what is happening. to be aware without being for or against, but simply to be aware in the middle, with a sense of strength, independence, allowance, openness, for whatever is happening. And in this first day of practice, perhaps centering yourself with your body and your breathing, being in the middle of the boat with your body and your breathing, breathing one breath at a time, awareness and breathing, meeting.